How are you doing today, Caleb?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah?
I'm doing good. I ate my favorite breakfast.
Boiled salmon. We were at a fucking diner. Caleb and Graham K and I, yeah. Two of my best friends. Graham, I ordered the breakfast quesadilla. Graham ordered the eggs and sausage, I think. And Caleb ordered the boiled salmon.
Broiled.
Boiled salmon and the wet spinach.
I got the broiled salmon with the wet spinach and the steamed broccoli and a side salad.
Yeah. And honestly, definitely the correct choice for your body of the three of us. And yes, broiled. And it looked good, the salmon. I'm just being a little bitch. But I heard boiled. And that was a great... Graham and I looked at each other like, who is this guy? Boiled salmon at a diner.
Well, if that is what I had said.
Exactly. No. Yeah. Even Even broiled salmon at a diner.
It was very good.
Sorry.
We're not in Omaha, Nebraska at a Jake's diner. Like it's New York City.
No, sure.
It's good fish.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I really want to give you so much shit for this, and I'm going to stop because I don't want you to feel bad.
You can't make me feel bad. I'm the one that had to eat it, and I'm still hungry.
Yeah, well, there you go. I know. I had a bunch of cheese and meat and eggs and potatoes, and I feel really good, man. My everything on my plate was yellow.
Every you single do like thing. Yellow food, man.
I like yellow food.
I like yellow food.
Number one is yellow. Number two is gray. Those are my top two food colors. Yellow, gray, and pink.
Yellow is the best.
Yeah, man.
Like cheese is the best thing.
Cheese is great. Tortillas are great.
I like mustard.
Mustard's amazing.
I like...
Piss. Piss is great. I love piss. And
mac and cheese, like sometimes I'll go to like a cookout and everything on my plate is yellow.
Absolutely,
mustard,
dude.
Mustard and cheese.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, like chicken, I guess, isn't yellow, but it can be. Like good chicken can be cooked in certain spices that make it yellow, and that's good.
I like brown food too.
Me too, dude. Shit. You like piss and shit. No, I know. Yeah, I eat a lot of piss and shit. That's why I shit so much, because I eat shit. It's weird how you eat shit and you shit it out. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I'm wondering if Dave is like, you know what?
Nothing matters.
I don't want people listening to the whole episode.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I do keep like every episode. I'm like, it's not ideal for me to like say a bunch of gross stuff and curse, but it is also really, really funny to me.
It is funny. That's true.
So it's really difficult to not do it.
Yeah. No, well, it's fun and it's funny.
Yeah.
I always wonder what people are doing when they're listening to this podcast, because I'm always either doing laundry or dishes, or I'm like cooking, or I'm like checking the mail, or I'm walking to the store.
Yeah,
like, that's what I'm listening.
Dog. And a lot of people listen to a podcast while they walk their dog alone.
Right.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, because some people are like, they're making breakfast for their kids and they put on a podcast. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's not our podcast.
No.
I suppose you're right. Maybe we should make it clean so people can listen to it with their kids.
And the kids, I guess, but why do kids get to pick what is
happening?
Couldn't
agree more.
You know, I'm sick of people going, oh, kid, I can't even watch. I can't even watch this with my kids.
Also, even if we weren't cursing, it would be like, Mom, who's Ben Shapiro? Why do they keep saying they live on the moon? You can't live on the moon. And the kid's her boss.
Oh, yeah. Boss kid is
boss
too funny.
Boss kid, dude.
I just hate that people are like, I don't want to raise my kid and I want to put him in front of the TV and I want everything on the TV to be exactly what I believe.
I know.
And it's like, you actually don't have a right to that.
No.
I have a right to unlimited entertainment that reinforces my beliefs.
I know, dude.
And I don't want to spend time with my kid or explain to them what they're watching. What the hell? And if you want it, people go, ooh, Disney. Show them the old Disney movies then. What's the problem?
Yeah, you own them.
They're kids. They'll watch the same movie 9 times in a row.
Yeah.
You don't need a constant stream. They're not, you know.
Also, how about this? How about you give your kids what they want? How do you take a crack at that?
Teach them to read.
Show them something they've never seen before. Maybe you'll both broaden your horizons.
Right.
Man, yeah, I love that. The like validating your beliefs part of that is the funniest part. Oh, the people are like, I won't. Everyone in a town I don't live in to agree with me.
Why can't I have age-appropriate, center-right propaganda nonstop for my kid? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer to
Where's my pro-gun toddler show?
Yeah, they act like it's in the Constitution. That
you hear this, baby? You know what I just read? Bluey is liberal. No, thank you. You know who they should give a show? Gutfeld's kid.
Young Gutfeld.
Young Gutfeld. Oh, man.
Yeah.
God. I don't know. Gutfeld.
Because my parents were very, like, when I was a kid, they'd be like, hey, if you're watching Bill Nye and he says evolution is true, don't listen.
That's amazing.
They would still let me watch, though. They just go, look, everything in the world is liberal, so just know that.
You know what I'm going to do when I have kids? I'm going to be like, I'm going to like turn on the Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, now, kids, it's okay for you to watch this, but I just need you to know mice can't talk. Mice can't talk, okay? And they don't have big brains.
Mm-mm.
They can't take over the world.
What age was it when you really gave up on maybe if animals could talk?
34.
Because I wanted it bad when I was a kid, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I really was like, I know it's probably not, but I used to try and move stuff with my mind. I tried to talk to animals. You know, you were a kid.
You tried to move stuff with your mind. I was never that. I definitely
never thought you could move stuff with your mind?
No. Here's the thing. I never thought I could move stuff with my mind, and I still talk to animals.
Well, I still talk to them. I'm no longer
you don't think
hoping
that.
For a response.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're like 5, you're like, come on.
Yeah.
I know you can talk.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. So, wait. I want to hear about the mind thing, though.
Well, you know, I would just sit in my room, and I'd look at, like, a little piece of string. And just I would go, just concentrate and be like, what if I can?
Dude, that's
what
awesome.
If I can? And, oh, man. Probably until I was like 10, I tried to move stuff with my mind.
I was always trying to move stuff with my dick. I think that we're like, it's weird because we've been doing this podcast for 3 years and I'm always like this. And there, it does feel like recently Caleb is like, oh God. Like kind of a, I don't, you know, obviously it's not a problem, but kind of like a serious question. Do you want me to be less gross? Is it grinding your gears that I'm, it seems like I might be.
No, it's just, you know, when you watch Conan Norm MacDonald will be on there and go, yeah, last time I was on here, Andy sucks my cock. And Conan would be like, Norm.
Right.
You go, I was just taking a big shit backstage.
Sure. The only real difference there, though, is that that's on TV where you can't. And, you know, no one listens to this show.
Oh, we have a lot of listeners.
No.
Yes, we do.
No.
Well, not with that attitude.
Yes. That's funny. No, you're right.
This is fun.
I bring up my dick a lot.
So when you're a kid and you're trying to move stuff with your dick, how'd you go about it?
Well, first you gotta get it hard.
It's So you know, you're like in your room,
jacking off, looking at a pencil, jacking off. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a move.
So your parents walk in, you're like, it's not what it looks like.
I'm trying to see if I have telekinesis.
Okay, son.
All right.
All right.
All right.
As long as it's not, okay, you know.
Lock the door.
Have you seen Poor Things, the movie?
No.
So, I don't want to ruin it, but there's a scene where one of the characters discovers masturbating,
mm-hmm,
and thinks that it's, and tells everybody, like, I found a way to be happy whenever you want.
Damn, that's really funny.
No, it's a really funny movie. But yeah, I've been thinking about that line a lot. It's really funny. I want to know what you think about it, because me and you sometimes, like, you thought the new Doctor Strange was the worst movie you'd ever seen.
Yeah, ever.
Which I think is really fun.
I hated it, dude.
That's so funny how much you hated it, which I think made me like it more, because I was expecting the worst movie ever.
Oh, sure.
And then yeah. I was like, well, it's not the worst movie ever.
Oh, man.
But I did that to my roommate. I told him Madam Web's the worst movie ever. And then he went and saw it and was like, that was fun.
Oh, fun.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah, you can't tell it's people all shit about like that.
Expectation, but I am,
and my expectations were really high for the second Doctor
Strange.
The first
Doctor Strange is great.
It's incredible, and I love like mind bendy, like visualization based shit. And an MCU movie, they poured money into it, and it's all trippy. I thought it was great. And then the second one, it's like supposed to be 10 times that, and Sam Raimi made it.
Mm-hmm.
And good lord, dude, I was like appalled at what I was watching.
Appalled. I've never heard you appalled.
I was appalled. I was aghast. I had the vapors, dude.
You smacked the screen with a glove.
That's right. Yeah, dude. And then I waited 3 years for my husband to get home.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I wonder if in back in the day, like, you know, you'd go off to war for, every guy went to war for like half their life. Like, was it war?
I know.
And then they get back and their wife would be like, welcome back. I tied a yellow ribbon on the tree.
Yeah.
So that you know I still love you. But I'm like, it seems like back then, it seems like they must have all cheated on their husbands, right? If he's gone for half his life.
Sure.
Right?
Well,
I don't know.
I would say that if things were as they are now, and that was the situation.
Yeah.
Then yes. But back then it might not be that, because there's that whole like people like talked about honor all the time.
Mm.
And also he would kill you.
Well, the only people that talked about honor are the ones that like we still read about. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, sure.
Maybe like in 1,000 years, they're like, people were all about honor. And people were smart and well read, because it's like they're not going to be reading tweets in 1,000 years. You know?
Yeah. And also all the way we learn history is from movies and from high school.
And all propaganda. It's all the winner's propaganda of like.
And the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
We learned about the 18th century in one day.
Right. They show you a picture. They're like, here's Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then the end of the lesson 85 is.
85 years later.
In 1780 in the United States of America, everyone was happy. Man,
it really is nuts how everyone thinks like the 1950s propaganda worked so good that everyone thought there weren't like people still are like, man, that was the that
I
was
know.
I wish it was 1950, man.
Dude, and you know what? You know what I really hate about that? That bullshit, that like whatever happened in America where we felt like we had to create this like projected image that we were perfect and white picket fences and everyone, it was like, not only was it what's the thriving and there was just like lots of wealth and contentment, but we were also like the heroes of the world because our army saved everyone in World War II. That image where everything was perfect. No one did anything wrong. No one cheated.
Yeah, there wasn't
no
crime.
One ever cursed. All of the kids were happy. That's why 20 years later, AC/DC became a band. That's the exact reason why. They were like, motorcycles and fire. Yeah, I burned my wife. Because they were like, we're not your cookie cutter 2.3 kids, two car family. Yeah, we drink whiskey and we beat kids to death.
Well, that's because they couldn't show you on Leave It to Beaver. They couldn't show you everything that was going on in the 50s. They were going to show you the dad coming home drunk and beating the hell out of the beaver.
Right. And constantly cheating on everyone.
They're not going to show you that.
The kids like stealing shit and doing drugs and stuff.
Dude, I read it the other day. I read the Hays Code. I was like, what were the rules back then? You know, and it's bananas what you couldn't do, like things you wouldn't even imagine you can't do.
What do you mean?
Like things where they'd be like, I don't want to hear anything good about unions. Like insane shit, dude.
Wait, what are you referring to?
Well, like all the TV and movies back then.
Oh, in TV and movies.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. And this law was like, where did it come from? Congress?
I guess so. Well, whatever it was, that was the rule. I think it may have been the FCC.
Wow. Nothing good about unions.
It was so, just crazy shit like that. But let me find it because it blew my mind. Okay, so here are the don'ts.
Amazing.
You got profanity. Mm-hmm. Including God, Lord, Jesus, and Christ, hell, SOB, damn.
Wow.
You can't say, obviously no nudity or silhouettes of nudity.
Does it say anything about whether or not you can talk about moving pencils with your dick?
no white slavery. I don't know what that means.
Holy shit.
No ridicule of the clergy. No scenes of childbirth.
What?
No willful offense to any nation.
Nation.
And then here's the list of be carefuls. Use of the flag.
Oh my God, dude. Incredible.
Religion. Arson. Use of firearms. Theft. Robbery. Safe cracking. Dynamite on trains, mines, buildings, etc.
This is like a list of stuff I like.
Smuggling.
Yep. I love smuggling.
Sympathy for criminals.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Sedition. Cruelty to children and animals. Branding of people or animals. The sale of women.
The sale of women? Isn't that covered by white slavery?
First night scenes, which is your depictions of honeymoons. A man and a woman in bed together. Seduction of girls. The institution of marriage. Surgical operations, use of drugs, titles or scenes having to do with law enforcement or law enforcement officers, lustful kissing. Dude, it's insane.
And all of those things will be taking place at the What's It Called live show.
We're going to have a lot of sedition.
And lustful kissing. Lustful. I love
Dude, isn't that nuts?
The distinction, because there is non-lustful kissing.
Right, you got a peck. You can do a peck.
Yeah, do a little a cheek smooch.
Right. You can't. I don't think you could kiss for more than like a second or two, you know, in those old movies. It's wild they got anything made.
Right.
You know, because you've seen It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a really good one. But they had a lot of things they couldn't do.
I know, which is interesting. It's interesting that threatening suicide is not on that list.
Right. But I'm sure they were like, be careful when he's on the bridge. Make it look like he might just be thinking.
Be careful
with
bridges.
It's pretty obvious.
It's so obvious. He's like, I'm going to kill myself.
And he goes, I'm worth more dead than alive.
And the angel's like, let me show you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Over here we have
the angel's kind of a goofball.
Yeah, he is.
So I wonder if they're like, don't make the angel too dumb.
Don't give him wings. Gotta be an angel, but no wings yet. So if he acts weird, then we know he's not a real angel. Yeah, man, that movie's so interesting. It really is a good movie.
No, it's really, it's nothing else from the 40s hits like that. Like, there, a lot of the acting is like still good.
Yeah,
and man, so many movies like 1940s acting. You're just like, what am I supposed to like this?
I know.
What are they doing?
I also love any movie that's like that. That's just sort of like the premise is like completely like we can all relate to it, but it is a completely psychotic premise. The movie, the guy's like, I'm gonna kill myself unless an angel shows me how sad the bank will get.
Yeah.
I
Actually, I just, the balls in the middle of the, this is like right after World War II, you know?
I'm gonna kill myself.
And they're like, all right, we heard you got an idea for a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah.
Do you want, what are you thinking? Something like Miracle on 34th Street? What are you thinking? He's like, how about a guy that wants to kill himself? And they're like, all right. Okay.
On Christmas? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Christmas Eve. And he kind of, you know, he gets beat when he's a kid and he kind of like abuses his children and his wife. And he gets really drunk and he crashes. He drunk drives into a tree, you know, that's one of the clues.
Yeah.
He hits a tree with his car.
He truly hates himself.
Hates himself.
Obviously.
And his dreams are crushed. And but then he realizes that he's just going to be okay with that.
So things it's one of these movies where things are really bad. And then at the very end, they're kind of okay. That's the resolution, that is, things are just regular.
Yeah.
Everybody's, how's that sound? Fun with
it. They're like, okay.
Have you seen Arsenic and Old Lace?
No.
That's an old movie I really love.
So there's some poisoning going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These old ladies are like helping take care of people and they kill them.
But that's fine. Under the haze.
I know.
Code.
You just have to not show them. They just like take the people into the basement and then they disappear. It's like hilarious, actually. It's like a really, it's funny.
Dude, I was watching a James Bond movie the other day and I forgot, like I was watching one of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the 60s, dude. And like the credit scene is just like naked ladies. But for some reason, James Bond is like, it's still PG. They're naked, but
whoa.
It's kind of dark.
Who's the James Bond?
It's Sean Connery.
Oh, wow. That's why.
I don't know how they do it. I guess James Bond is just grandfathered in where they're like, you can show boobs in the title scene, but it's got to be like kind of see-through boobs and it's got to be dark.
There's also just something about Sean Connery that helps you get away with stuff, you know?
I guess so.
Boobs, not pornography.
He's using the Jedi mind trick.
Put more boobs in the movie.
Because they're unbelievably horny movies. It's insane, you know?
They are horny as hell.
I couldn't believe, I hadn't seen one of the old ones in a long time. I was like, man, this is, and there's no action in the old ones. Like they don't have,
oh, really?
You know what I mean? It's the 60s. It'll just be James Bond like opening a suitcase and looking around a room. They're like, and like he's in there for 8 minutes, like looking behind pictures, and you're like, tone the music down, dude.
Well, 007, tonight you'll be taking this briefcase and putting it into this desk.
Right. And it's like, that's the action scene.
Yeah.
They'd give him a ballpoint pen. Like that was the, in the 60s, that was the gadget. They're like, it's a ballpoint pen.
It's a special pen where if you push it on paper, it writes.
He's like, there's no ink.
There's no,
no ink. There's ink.
That is a better Connery. Yes, there's no ink. No, wait, no, that's like Johnny Carson.
There's no ink.
Oh, yeah, there's no ink.
Yeah, Johnny Carson is like further back in your throat.
There's no ink in the pen. There's no ink in the pen.
There's no ink.
Yes. Yes, Junior.
That's something I realized is that I'm too, like people that go, oh, the best James Bond is Sean Connery. No, it's not even close. And I'm like, I don't think you're right at all. Like, I saw him as Indiana Jones' dad before I ever saw him as James Bond.
Me too.
So it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, he was in movies as an old man when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And so he's always an old man to me.
Yeah.
And he's like the captain in Hunt for the Red October, first and foremost.
Right. Untouchables.
Totally.
Indiana Jones' dad.
How's your bowling arm?
Yeah.
That's him in The Rock. And The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, he's great in The Rock.
Great, yeah.
The worst hair there's ever been in a movie.
Go home and fuck the prom queen. Carla was the prom queen.
Oh, really? I love to think that was not in the script.
Dude, it was just... I really hope it wasn't. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, dude.
That movie was so great because it was like Michael Bay had a sweet spot for like 10 years
mm-hmm.
where he got really good at making these movies that were like really, really, really stupid, mm-hmm. like completely stupid, but also believable, action-packed, and highest budget possible.
Yeah.
And I think it was when Jerry Bruckheimer and Michael Bay were making movies together. And just the two of those guys, they put their heads together and they made a perfect bubblegum dumbass movie for smart people. They made like smart movies for dumb people, dumb movies for smart people, whatever you call them. They're like, Nicolas Cage is a scientist and he gets paired up with Sean Connery, the only man who's ever escaped from Alcatraz in order to break into Alcatraz and stop Ed Harris from killing everyone in San Francisco. And I'm like, let's go, dude.
Yeah. All right. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, dude.
I want to see that. Break into Alcatraz.
Yeah, dude.
As you know, they got like a whiteboard and they're like, all right, movie ideas, movie. And they're just like blowing rails. Ah, break into prison. All right.
No, totally.
Whoa. All right. So an asteroid's going to hit Earth. Blow it up.
Blow it up. But astronauts blow it up? No, 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 no. Wait, 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 wait. Okay, wait, wait, wait. We'll have construction workers blow it up. No, we'll have guys who work at McDonald's. Oil drillers.
There we go.
We'll send oil drillers to space and blow up an asteroid. Yeah, that's right. And the hotshot kid will be so in love with his boss's daughter that Aerosmith will get back together.
That's another coked up idea. Like, what do we do for music? Aerosmith. What, like all their songs? All of them.
Yeah, dude.
All of their songs. Okay. I mean, I've never heard anyone throw that out there.
Well, I really do think it is. They say that it's like, I mean, it's like really hard to get the rights to modern music, right?
Yeah,
and so I think that they were probably just like, we could, I don't know, let's see if Aerosmith can do it. And I wonder if they just did like a bulk.
They were like, how much for all your songs?
You know who definitely did that are the people who made Shrek.
Oh yeah,
there was a meeting between Shrek and Smash Mouth and they were like, would you like to keep being a band? Just give us your two hits, re-record a monkey song, and people will keep coming to your shows for 7 more years, guaranteed.
Dude, Smash Mouth had a weird run. They're also the finale of Rat Race.
What's Rat Race?
You haven't seen Rat Race?
No.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Rat Race is where John Lovitz, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Mr. Bean are all trying to get some money.
What?
You haven't seen this?
No.
So in Rat Race, it's this, John Cleese is an eccentric billionaire and he goes, I got $2 million hidden in a locker in Silver City, New Mexico. And I think they're in Vegas. They're in Vegas. And he's like, whoever gets there first gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And all been given a key.
Whoa.
And him and all his rich friends have all these cameras set up and they're gambling on who's going to do it first. They just pick randomly like 10 people from a casino. Seth Green's in it.
What? Seth Green?
And so they're all just gambling on, it's like a horse race for them. They're like, who do you think? And one of them's like, I got Mr. Bean. I got Lovitz. And it, you know, it's, and then the finale, it's a year after Shrek, Smash Mouth concert is the finale. That's the big climax.
Amazing, dude.
And I'm just like, that's an odd move for a band. I wonder if their manager is just like, how about movies? Do you want to be in movies?
Yeah, that's so, it is interesting, right? Like how a lot of it is just behind the scenes conversations. Like it literally could have been that the producer of Shrek got drunk with Smash Mouth's manager and was like, you know what, man? Let's put Smash Mouth in Shrek. Let's do it. What are they going to do? Not watch Shrek? Doubt it. Dude, I'm making this. I really do think that's it. They live in Hollywood. They're like, man, they're on coke. They're like, dude, I'm making this movie Rat Race. It's fucking crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Let's just put Smash Mouth at the end. Whatever, dude. Seth Green's there. He's like, can I be in it? They're like, yeah, whatever, dude. Do the voice from Family Guy.
Dude, Whoopi Goldberg's in Rat Race. It's a really crazy movie.
Wow.
It's a weird time in movies where that was... Because now there isn't even a band like Smash Mouth.
No.
That's not even what people listen to.
That's every Smash Mouth... Oh, man, dude, I might have told this on the podcast already. I hope I didn't. But do you know Mike Wiebe? Have you met Mike Wiebe?
I don't think so.
Very funny comic. Good friend of mine who lives in Austin, Texas, and has for a long time. He is the lead singer of a couple great bands, Riverboat Gamblers and his band Dracula's. And he's also a stand-up comic. And he's just like, I can't stress enough, really sweet, calm guy who's been in punk bands his entire life. It's how he pays his living. And he called me one day, and he doesn't call me because no one calls anyone.
Right.
Because we're all normal. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
And he calls me and he's like, hey, Dave, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, sure. Is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, everything's great. I just had this thing happen and I really wanted to tell you about it. And I was like, okay. And he was like, well, I'm on mushrooms at Disneyland.
Oh.
And I'm just walking around and I rounded a corner and Sugar Ray is playing.
Okay.
And so he sits on mushrooms at Disneyland alone and watches Sugar Ray. And he's like, Dave, I got to tell you, this is the greatest band of all time.
Oh.
He loved it. He was having a great, he was like, oh man. I think they're playing Fly now.
Oh man.
Man.
I didn't know that even happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck?
Wow. I'm not even sure that happened. He might have just been really tripping.
That's true.
He saw Sugar Ray.
Yeah. I don't know anyone named Mike Wiebe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I do want to say every day you ask me if I know
somebody,
35 people that I've never heard of in my life.
Really?
Do you know Tommy Scampolin? Do you know Ricky Havenstash?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Dave.
No, I don't.
You have met a million people with pretend names.
Yeah.
It's so nuts. I can't believe it.
For years, from 2014 until 2020, I constantly toured in this very specific way where I was given $70 to headline like a fucking room in a zoo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like, yeah, come on down. The show's at 4 p.m. instead of laundromat.
Yeah.
And I would do that in Topeka, Kansas, and in Panama City, Florida.
Yeah.
And like, there's just lots and lots of comics around, and I met them all.
Yeah. That's pretty well. I do think you've met them all.
I think I met every comedian. I do have a thing now where I like, now it's kind of settled because I haven't been traveling near as much and there was a pandemic and there's all these new comedians. But before the pandemic, if I met a comic and I didn't know them, I would be like, is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't feel fair that, and I think a lot of people kind of can feel this, like, doesn't it feel not fair that we didn't get 2020 again?
Yeah.
Like, when the pandemic's over and they're like, by the way, it's 2022 now. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
It should be 2020. You should get another go at March 2020. Just say it's that again. Like, that time shouldn't count, you know, on your permanent record, it seems. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we should have done some sort of like big international hard reset, like all together, some sort of event. We should have had some sort of like Super Bowl concert. Level Smash Mouth concert to announce that we are now regular again.
Right.
Because there are, first of all, some people like, I don't know. It was like, that was a weird time. 2022 and three were crazy. Segueing out of it, it was like, what is life again? Some people never came out of it. You know, every now and then you talk to someone and they're like, yeah, so I was washing my cereal boxes yesterday. And you're like, what? No.
Oh, yeah, you're still doing that?
Don't do that.
We've been done doing that.
Yeah, man. I want to go to the grocery store, but I only have 4 masks. So that's not enough.
Sometimes I'll still see them at the store.
Yeah.
Like, they're selling these.
Well, I do think it's hard to tell. Yeah, I see people wearing them around and it's hard to tell. Some people are immunocompromised in general. I think some people learned like, oh, this is what I should do if I'm ever sick in public.
Yeah.
And then some people are absolutely out of their fucking mind. And
there's a little bit of it that's like a rebel flag where I'm like, we're not doing that.
No, I know.
It's over.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
I feel bad for him because I'm like, oh, you're like that. You're like those people that were stuck on an island that thought it was still World War II in the 70s.
Yeah.
You just never heard. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. You know how we were trying to come up with a t-shirt that no one would wear?
Yes.
And it turns out everyone would wear it.
That's right.
The skull and American flag and bullets, I'm gay shirt.
Right.
You know what's a thing for no one? An N95 mask with a rebel flag on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The problem is that I don't want to make that. I have no interest.
No, it's true.
But we figured it out.
Yeah, no, that or maybe a rebel flag, a rainbow rebel flag mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that might already exist.
I think it's a thing.
It might already be something.
I just think, like, are there people that are, like, into the stars and bars who wear a mask? And be like,
gotta be.
Heritage, not COVID.
Anybody you can think of is somewhere.
Yeah,
that person's right. Somewhere, you know.
I know. There's like vegans in the KKK. Yeah. I don't understand anything anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, people, I think people, some of them enjoy that. Like, that's right. I'm a racist vegan.
Yeah.
You've never met anybody quite like me.
Yeah, totally. I hate black people and I love rabbits.
It's like, whoa, dude. What a whole new type of guy.
We've got all kinds of new types of guys in the past 5 years, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Trump's superpower. He just like creates him with the wave of his hand.
I know. You got the liberal anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, man.
You've got the, there's so many types now that I just can't, I don't even know what's going on.
The preppy guy who's afraid of being replaced by Jews was a really awesome one. We were all just like, wait, what, dude?
Atheist Republicans are the ones I'm blown away by.
Oh, yeah.
Those never made sense to me.
Yeah. There's a bunch of gay racists. That one's wild to me.
That's a shirt no one's gonna buy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of gay races. Also, there's a lot of women who won't vote for women.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Unreal.
I know. That's what I was thinking about doing it as a bit, like, because what my mom used to do is she would go, anytime I'm voting and I don't know, it's like county something seat, you know, it's something you don't really know.
Yeah.
She would just be like, I would just vote for the woman, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know, for me, as a tribute to my mom, I do the same thing. I just vote for the man.
The man.
You know?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I do. I vote for the straight white man in every election. And if there's two of them, I pick the one with the worst diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, I know. It's did you vote? You already voted, right? Or is it New York late this year?
New York is in May, I believe.
Oh, damn.
April or May.
Might as well not even.
Or maybe it's not, and I missed. I don't know. I sort of like in the primary, I'm just kind of like so. I don't know, dude.
No, I know. I felt so left out because, like, usually California's late and it's already decided. And I like when they were like, California's going to be in Super Tuesday this year. I was like, oh, buddy. And then it just is very over already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, California was in Super Tuesday. It was like yesterday. And, you know, I just hate, I want to be like, I wish, you know how people in Iowa, they get to really matter, like their vote really matter in New Hampshire, like cause they're so early. And right. California never seems to matter. It's like, you might as well not even vote in the primary. I mean, I still vote, but I just hate feeling like it's already over, you know?
Yeah.
But I also don't want to live in Iowa or New Hampshire. They're never, the early states are not ones people want to go to.
I am looking up right now when is, this is going to be so embarrassing. And it's just not telling me.
See, this is why AI.
Oh, like, April 2nd.
Okay. April 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's forever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a weird, I feel weird too because I'm like, I voted, you know, they just mailed me a ballot, you know, and I fill the thing out and I just put it in a box, you know?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm just like, I know this is like works or whatever, but like people are opening these envelopes and sticking It's like 9 pieces of paper.
It's so crazy, dude.
Are people really doing that? Are people really opening them and sticking them in something?
Just do it on the internet. I'm exhausted by it. It's like, well, they're going to, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. They're going to hack it. Who, dude? Who?
How is it easier to hack than if you just set ballots on fire? How is it easier than that?
Yeah, totally. It's so easy to hack something that like human beings have to count.
Because they had it on they printed it off. So it was on a computer. They're like, all right, the ballots are done. You got the PDF of the ballots? Just send me that.
Just send me that. Absolutely.
Don't print it off and mail it to me and I mail it back to you.
It's just literally like, it's a baby boomers thing, I think. Like my parents are just like, my parents don't trust Google Maps. And it's like, it's not trying to hurt you. It's just a map. They want it to work. So you
That's
use-
how January 6th happened. It routed them through the Capitol. They got on Waze and Waze said, cut through here. They didn't know.
Dude. Yeah. It's just an entire generation of people that like think the internet is trying to hurt them.
Right.
They're like, if I put my information on there, then there's 5,000 demons that just take my social security number and buy a bunch of gumballs.
I think we're the first generation that's like, you can go ahead and take my social security number. See what you get with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not getting nothing. I'm not getting anything either.
Yeah.
Good luck out there,
man. It's hack just my such accounts. Funny logic too, because you're saying you're going to hack the online election,
yeah,
and like mess with the numbers. That takes a lot of effort and time and skill. And all you have to do to hack an analog election is give an old woman $10.
And they still think that's a lot of money.
Yeah, dude.
Like, this is what I tip on $1,000 meal.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to give this to my grandson.
Pretty good.
We should take a break.
All right, we'll be right back.
You're right. What's it
called? Hey! Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome to What's It Called. What's up, Richard Carnes?
We're
What's
the
up,
Potato
Sleepers?
Boys.
That's right.
Lay it down.
Yeah, tip on it. Keep on tipping
you.
Until the end of time. Fuck Walter Mondale. Go to whatsitcalled.rodeo, our
That's
website,
right.
for links to all the ways to listen to us. Audio and video. There's an invite to our Discord, links to our social media where you can jump in and help us rename things. Our Patreon is patreon.com/whatsitcalled. Go into our store, buy some stuff. Really, honestly, if you like the show, this is our favorite thing ever. So please help us spread the word. Please support. And there's all types of support. You can do it with money by buying merch or selling
for
the
money.
Patreon.
I need money.
We love it and we need it. But also, everyone's broke. Lord knows we are, so
that's right.
Just a follow or a subscribe or a share is also great. Or come see us live.
Caleb
is doing something in June, and I don't remember what it was. But
June,
he's be there.
I believe it's June 7th and 8th. I'm going to be at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. So come out to that. That'll be fun. If we pack out those shows, it'll be a lot of fun. I promise it'll be good. And well, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. We're doing all kind of shit.
Yeah, we're doing all kind of shit. I make sure you come to my... Make sure you come. All right.
That's right.
And that's the end of the episode.
Here we go.
I am recording a special June 22nd at 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. at The Gutter in Brooklyn, New York. It's my second ever album and my first ever special. I really hope to pack it out and get you there. And I'm touring a ton leading up to it. And the links for some of it are up now for sure on my website, davetotheross.com. But it's basically, I'm going to be all around Northern California at the beginning of May. I'm going to be all around the Midwest and the Southeast in the middle and end of May. And then a bunch of stuff in Denver and in Asheville, North Carolina. And honestly, some stuff I'm forgetting in June. And so if you're anywhere in those places, I will be running this hour over and over again. It's going to be so fun. Honestly, like Caleb, you know, it's the most fun part of the process of like building stand-up jokes and hours, in my opinion. Like, I love stand-up. It's my favorite thing to do. I have so much fun on stage. But the actual work of building material, a lot of it is like a slog and you have to bomb it a lot. But my favorite part of all of that is you get all of it to like 85%, and then you have to just like form it into an hour and like really intensely look at it, work on segueing it together, make hard choices, be like, this isn't killing, this doesn't belong there, fill it with other jokes, and it's just fun to craft an hour.
No, it's the I'm best. Excited. It's very exciting, and it's a lot of work, but it's very fulfilling, and it's fun to crystallize it and put it out, and if you're anywhere around New York, you gotta come, you gotta come see it. It's gonna be great.
Thanks, buddy. And should we rename Family Guy?
Oh, yeah, we should. I got some names, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you know I do.
Always.
The Simpsons for Dummies.
Wow, that's so funny. You know what my first one is?
What?
The White Simpsons.
The funniest kid on the bus.
Burger King of Queens.
I quote Anchorman 2. I'm kind of a comedian.
The Great American Jerk Off Dumbass.
Dwight Schrute, the musical.
Idiot Steve and his perfect wife.
Too straight to be gay, too gay to be straight.
The baby and the dog both want to fuck the mom.
Mountain Dew presents humor.
That's great. Big old dad and his buddies, wheelchair, horn dog, and the black guy.
Trump speech rearranged and fast.
I'm out.
Animation abomination.
Damn, do you hate Family Guy?
No, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not funny to love it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The game, we always do a game on Twitter. And the game this week was What If Family Guy? What
was written by Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, my God. I have not looked at these names. They're all going to be a total surprise to me. I'm
excited. It's going to be fun. We got Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord said Being the Griffins.
By the way, I love Aaron Sorkin.
Me too.
Big fan.
Love Aaron Sorkin.
That's great.
Fondle Punch on Twitter said, the depressed dog.
That's great.
And another one from Fondle Punch, the American dad president.
That's great.
Dumb Space Bimbo said, the family network of complex characters and a focus on themes of power, ethics, and societal issues. The Super Toe on Discord said, the guy agenda.
Wow, that's great.
Laundry Pants said, once upon a time in the land of bad characters. Sloppy Poppy said, a few good seasons.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Zeb Plus on Discord said, Steve Jobs. Seth Mills said, you want a talking dog and an evil genius baby? You can't handle a talking dog and an evil genius baby. And our Ricky Shit at Demira said, funny ball.
Funny ball.
Funny
dude.
Ball, yeah.
Oh, I forgot that he wrote Moneyball.
Dude, Moneyball is incredible.
It's such a good
movie. I love Moneyball. I don't even like baseball.
Totally. I don't like it at all.
It's great.
Man, Brad Pitt is just like unequivocally my favorite actor.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's great in everything.
Always having a good time.
Yeah, dude.
Just great. And Jonah Hill's funny in there.
Jonah Hill's great in it.
Yeah, and it's sweet. It's like heartwarming, and it's about math.
I know.
How do they do it?
It's about baseball and math. The worst two things.
No, it's great. And those old guys really seem like not actors. All the old guys are like, you can't do math in baseball.
Dude, that's my favorite scenes in the movie is when he's like sitting in the rooms with the scouts. Mm-hmm. You're like, buddy, this is not how we do it. We've always done it this other way. We gotta keep doing the thing that didn't work.
He gets on base.
That's what we like. He
gets on base.
He hits the ball with the bat.
It's funny that it took the 100th year of baseball when they're like, what if we added everything up?
I know, dude.
What if we just looked at all of it and thought about it? No. Who's badass is what I like. Adding it up.
It is like what old man dipshit. Being like, no, he can't be on the team. He doesn't drink and he doesn't believe in God, but he sucks. It doesn't matter.
No. Look, would we have jobs if we weren't right?
Think about that.
Mm.
We're clearly the only people in Boston who are correct.
Oh, dude.
Man.
So funny.
And the team is, what was the team? Is it the Red Sox?
I think it's the Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's. Yeah, that's right.
Dude, so good.
Man, one time, all my friends in high school were Yankees fans, and we came. Ugh. I know. No, for sure. And we lived like an hour north of the city, and we came down to a Yankee game, and we wanted to get there early for batting practice and like field practice. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that what that meant was we were going to get there and see the Yankees practice. But what they meant was we were going to get to the game early to heckle the Oakland A's while they were practicing. Truly, like,
all right.
One of my friends had a baseball thrown at him by one of the outfielders in the Oakland A's because he just kept yelling, fuck you, at him.
Oh, wow.
And I honestly think that guy on the A's was right.
Yeah.
He's at work and someone's like, fuck you.
It's funny because, like, in comedy, we're like, heckling is terrible.
Yeah.
But for some reason in sports, everyone's like, this is fun.
Yeah, totally. Wrestling.
Yeah, dude. You can just yell.
Yeah.
Yell at the players, tell them to fuck off.
Man. And the players never yell back, which I right. think is weird.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. They should be encouraged to do it. Whenever they're like, I can't believe that guy jumped in the stands and fought that guy. I'm like, I can't believe no one else did.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it doesn't happen every game.
Yeah, dude. These guys are wasted yelling that they're better than a professional. Constantly. Just a half naked, sweaty old guy.
Dude, and the umpires are the worst. Like, the umpires have it worse than anybody.
Yeah.
Dude, some guy you who's 300 yards away is like, strike! Whoa!
Come on!
I hope they're paying you, you piece of shit.
You got a fat ass! Loser!
You need your eyes checked.
There's no better feeling. Yeah, you need your eyes checked.
What are you talking about?
Because you can't hear what they're saying, but when the ump gets in an argument with someone and they're like yelling at each other's faces, and then the ump goes, yeah! And he just like points, and everyone's like, whoa! There's no better feeling at a baseball game than that.
Oh, I love it. Everyone, it never fails. It's just pure joy.
So exciting. It's also really cool that there's a rule in baseball where you can't be mean to the ref.
Oh,
you just can't be mean to him.
And they both know what's going on. The coach is like, if I never get thrown out, you know, that's not a good look.
Yeah, right.
He can't just be like, you know, I'm sure he got a good angle on it. He gets paid. He does his job.
I like the ump.
You know, he makes tough calls.
Look, he's going through a lot.
Right. You lose by one play and you go out and shake his hand. That was tough, but I respect you for it.
Yeah. I like your big black pads.
But I'm sure the coach will see it and he'll just go, all right, about to get thrown out. See you guys.
Yeah.
He has to pretend to be mad. He's like,
yeah. If I get thrown out tonight, you guys going to give me the Gatorade next week?
Yeah, you got to. I would love to get thrown out of a game.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Just go to your car. I got to beat the traffic.
I'd love to get thrown out of a Wendy's. Yeah. Y'all, we love you so much.
We love you.
You're the absolute best fans in the world. We will see you next week.
That's right.
What's it? Lay it down. Called? What's it called?